everyone, and welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Monday, the 11th of March, and today we're having a basic pronunciation practice, number 5. My name is Anna, I'm English, and I bring you A Cup of English 4 times a week. On Mondays and Wednesdays, we have a basic pronunciation practice, where I read you a text or dialogue very slowly. Hopefully you can practice the sentences as well. I'll talk a little bit about 2 or 3 words or phrases, and then I will reread the dialogue another time very slowly. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we have a regular intermediate level podcast. You can follow along with the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. If you need an instant download, I have an app that's available in iTunes called A Cup of English, and you're all welcome to join my Facebook page, which is called Anna from A Cup of English. So let's get started. We are continuing to follow an individual who is going to college. She has turned up a little late. She has found her way to a science class. Then she studied in the library with a new friend. And now her journey is continuing. That test was really hard. That test was really hard. That test was really hard. How do you think you did? How do you think you did? How do you think you did? All right, I suppose. All right, I suppose. All right, I suppose. I'm glad I studied all of the notes that the teacher gave us. I'm glad I studied all of the notes that the teacher gave us. I'm glad I studied all of the notes that the teacher gave us. Yes, me too. Yes, me too. When do we get the results? When do we get the results? When do we get the results? Next Monday, I think. Next Monday, I think. Next Monday, I think. Can we retake it? Can we retake it? Can we retake it? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You'll have to ask the teacher. You'll have to ask the teacher. You'll have to ask the teacher. I know she lets us retake some of them. I know she lets us retake some of them. I know she lets us retake some of them. Let me know what she says. Let me know what she says. Let me know what she says. Sure, I will. Sure, I will. Sure, I will. Okay, I hope that was slow enough to help you practice. There are a few things I would like to quickly mention. The first sentence, the first two words are that and test. And as I've said many times, when we have a word that ends in a consonant and the next word begins with the same consonant, those two words become one. They sound like they are one word. That test becomes that test. The first T almost disappears and the A has a hard sound. That, that, that test, that test. That test was really hard. Why do we do this? We do it because it is easier. It's quite difficult when you speak quickly to say that test. Okay, the next point. The same thing applies to sentence number 5. When do we get the results? The word get, it ends in a T. The next word is the. So the T in get seems to disappear and the E becomes a hard E. It sounds hard and we put the get and the together. When do we get the results? When do we get the results? You can, of course, say, when do we get the results? But it's easier to pronounce the hard E and to keep the T almost silent. Sentence number 7, can we retake it? When you have a sentence that ends with the word it, in most cases, it joins on to the word before it. At least that is the way we hear it when we speak. Retake seems to eat up the word it. Instead of saying, can we retake it, with a little pause, the it joins with the retake. That sounds very normal and very English. Can we retake it? Can we retake it? Can you hear that? It sounds like the it belongs to retake. And you can get used to adding the final it to the previous word. Okay, towards the end, the sentence that says, I know she lets us retake some of them. The word them, you might realize that sometimes we pronounce the E in them quite clearly, and at other times it sounds more like a U, them. And that's the case in this sentence. Some of them, both ways of pronouncing them are correct and very well understood, but particularly when them is at the end of a sentence and you have a phrase like some of them, it is spoken quickly, and them will often become them. Some of them. Some of them. Finally, in the last sentence, the first word, sure. Now, you know that there isn't an SH, there's only an S. But the correct pronunciation is sh. Sure. Sure. Okay, so here's the second reading, nice and slowly. That test was really hard. How do you think you did? All right, I suppose. I'm glad I studied all of the notes that the teacher gave us. Yes, me too. When do we get the results? Next Monday, I think. Can we retake it? I'm not sure. You'll have to ask the teacher. I know she lets us retake some of them. Let me know what she says. Sure, I will. All right. Thank you very much for joining me. Join me again tomorrow, if you can, for an intermediate podcast. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.